It's a sunny Sunday morning, and we've both slept in after a night out. It's, I don't know, 11 maybe. You look over to check the time, and then you roll back over, and you see me. I'm just curled up, and my feet are kind of tucked into you for warmth. And you just look over at me, and you smile at how peacefully I'm sleeping. My red hair is just an absolute mess all over the pillow, just cascading down, and you brush it out of my face. And my eyes are gently closed. You look at my eyelashes and the just look of serenity on my face. My lips are curved into the slightest of smiles. I'm just dreaming. I'm dreaming of all good things, and you, of course. I always dream of you. You admire the sight for maybe 30 seconds to a minute. And as I can feel myself under your watchful gaze, my eyes slowly flutter open. I look at you and I smile. I giggle and I groan and put my hand over my face and just ask for 5 more minutes as I turn over. After I turn over, I wait for sleep to take me. But you scoot in nice and close and tuck in against my back. And you nudge your head into my hair and smell my perfume and my hair products, and then you exhale. You say I smell like a cocktail bar, and I giggle because I wear a perfume called the Jazz Club. Jazz Club by Replica, Maison Margiela. And Jazz Club kind of smells like kind of sweet, kind of smoky, kind of tobacco-y, kind of seductive and dark and like heady and sensual. That's what I was wearing last night when we went out for drinks and to dance. So you inhale my perfume and wrap your arm around my torso and just pull me back against you. And you sigh as I fit perfectly into your body, just like a puzzle piece. 2 puzzle pieces fitting seamlessly together. No resistance. They just seem to melt into place. pulled the feet against your, around your calves once again. You don't mind it because you love to warm me up. And it just feels so good to just lie there with you and just enjoy your touch and the way your breaths just softly caress the back of my neck. And we just feel so good together. It makes me so happy and feel so loved. Then you slide that hand down my stomach, lower and lower. Until it meets my pussy. And you softly and gently swipe up my slit and feel the wetness that's already there for you. Can't hide it. I don't hide my smile and my groan. The noise it makes. So slick. And then you trail your hand back up my body, knowing that I'm aroused, and you gently glide up to my tits and softly circle my nipples, one after another, and they stiffen beneath your touch, wanting to be touched even more. Excuse my stomach if you can hear that. I'm hungry. Maybe that's part of the fantasy. Maybe I'll make you make me breakfast after this. Yeah. Pancakes would be nice with chocolate chips and real maple syrup. Not any of that fake table shit. Real maple syrup. Thank you. Okay. So you're circling my nipples. And that ache between my legs just throbs as you're slowly still circling. And I arch against you. And I push my ass against your groin and I can feel your hard cock. Already so stiff and so thick and so ready for me. Makes my breath hitch. I wasn't expecting you to be so aroused and so ready to take me. But I love how much I turn you on. I really. So I press against you and I lean my head back. And as I lean my head back, I expose my neck. So you can bring your mouth down gently to it. And you kiss me. And you suck on the sensitive skin just below my ear. And you whisper in my ear. Beautiful I am when I wake up, and how lucky you are that I'm all yours. And I groan and I whimper, and the sound of me whimpering makes you graze your teeth where your lips just were, where your tongue just was. Take your time caressing me, softly tracing my hip and around my belly button, and eventually lower to where my clit just aches to be touched. I need it so badly right now. I'm so rough. You whisper in my ear again, and you ask if I'm still tired and if you'd like me to just let you go back to sleep. And I say, hell no. No. You know exactly what you're doing. You just hum, and you start playing with my clit. And I reach back to grasp the firm length of your cock, so thick and so needy, because I want to make you feel good too, as you're making me feel good, as you're exploring my body. But all you do is you wrap your fingers around my wrist and pull my hand away, and then again you whisper, this morning, this lifetime is about your pleasure, baby. It's your day, let me make you feel good. And I just melt. And I just melt right into you. And you feel so big and strong against my back. So small, yet safe in front of you. And I just know you're gonna give me all the pleasure I need and more. Because you always do, baby. You always know what I want and how to satisfy me. Better than I know myself. You tell me. You tell me to breathe and to lose myself. As you pick up speed, knowing exactly how I love to be touched. Against you. It feels so good. And I try to push your hand away because I want to make this last. I don't want to come yet, and I know we love to edge together and edge each other. But again, you whisper in my ear and you say, baby, just let yourself go. Let yourself enjoy this. Don't worry. I'll be here to catch you when you fall. And I just want you to come apart in my arms and on my fingers. Oh, I try to reach for your cock again because I just want to reciprocate. I just want to make you feel good too, baby. I don't want to be so greedy, and I want to come together, but you push my hand away again. And I know you don't want to be rough, but you give it a good little squeeze, silently telling me not to do that again. That this morning is all about me and my pleasure. So I swallow and I just nod. I nod against you. But with one hand on my clit and another arm snaked around my body holding me tight to you, there's no way to go. Nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. As I just lie there and just take everything you're giving me and enjoying it to the fullest. Tell me that I've been a good girl. And you tell me that I deserve this. Sometimes I don't believe you, but I try to be so fucking good for you all the time. But again, I just can't help but do anything but nod. That arm that's restraining my body currently slides down as well to meet, for your hand to meet your other hand. So with your right hand, you're still just making the most pleasurable circles around my clit. And then with your left hand, you gently insert a finger into my wet pussy. And I'm so fucking wet. And another finger joins it. And you have me feeling really fucking good and really fucking full. Oh, I didn't want to curse. I didn't want to curse in this room. Well, I wanted it to be sweet, but it feels so good. I need to stop saying fuck so much. Fuck. Fuck, fuck, fuck. Whatever, fuck it. I can still be sweet and say the word fuck, right? I hope it comes across as sweet. Where were we? both of your hands. Your fingers so freaking skilled. Just driving all the pleasure out of me. And I just throw my head back against you. Like I can't get away, but I also can't get close enough to you. And again, you just bite down on my neck and just suck it. And slowly, that's all I want. I don't care if it makes a mark. I love it when you claim me as yours. So good to just not think, not do anything, but just enjoy the feeling of your mouth and your fingers. And I'm even enjoying the feeling of your rigid cock pressed up against my hands. Oh, but you don't do anything with it because it's my day, it's my morning, it's my life, it's my lifetime. You pick up your pace. And it feels so good. And I'm just quivering beneath your touch. And you release my neck for just a moment to say, come for me, baby. You can feel my orgasm building. You can feel the way my pussy clenches tighter and tighter against my fingers. And the way that my breathing is just... And you count me down. You say you want me to come apart. You want me to come for you. All over your fingers. In five. Four. And I reach my free hand behind and I grab your head and I just lace my fingers through your hair and I just grip so fucking hard because my body is just fucking on fire right now beneath your touch. I just need something. I just need someone to hold on to. I need to hold on to you, baby. I need to hold on to you through this orgasm. And you say two. And then you say two. I'm so close to releasing for you. And you just hold me so tight again. And then you say two again because I'm not ready. But you can feel me. You can feel me getting so fucking. And I know you want to draw this out for me and make So you say two again. And I giggle. Because you know me too well. You say one. Oh my god. Oh, you say. Before you can tell me to come for you, I already fucking explode right as you say the word one. Oh my god. Oh my god. Fuck. Yes. And I'm just, oh, I'm shaking and quivering beneath you. And you can feel my heart beating so fast against my chest. And you can feel the sweat against the small of my back. And the way that you can see the way that my eyelids are just fluttering close with my eyes back in ecstasy. And you take your hands away slowly as you just let me ride out the waves of my orgasm. And you hug me and hold me tight and kiss my head and my cheek and my neck. Turning me toward you and kissing my forehead and pulling me tight in a really, really close embrace where I feel so safe in your arms. And I'm so happy. And I'm in such bliss. And then you kiss me on the lips and whisper in my ear to sleep for 20 more minutes.